Leonie Knapman's father planted trees for the Southern Highlands plantations in the mid-1950s. Ever since, Leonie has been fascinated by the history of Remembrance Driveway. She began to explore the records of the driveway, quite an achievement in the light of her earlier life.
My father was out driving at the age of 12. He didn't go to school, so consequently he couldn't read or write. I often wondered as a youngster why my mum did a lot of things for him. So as a girl, education wasn't that high up on my dad's list. So when I was 18, I still couldn't read or write properly. I decided that I had to do something about that. I'm still not an academic. I'm 65 now. But I've written books, produced a half-hour video. That's what you do with your life. Get up and do something about it. And this is one of the reasons I got involved with the Remembrance Driveway. Because of our settlement of English people so early, we have a lot of English and European trees. And so this is one of the reasons that I interviewed Clarice Boyd, who was a long-time resident here, and her husband Ernie and their son went to Melbourne when the trees were to be planted here, and Mr. Hoskins, who owned the cement works at the time, or was involved with the cement works, decided that trees from New Zealand would grow very well here. And so he bought different types, one lot that would come up fairly early, flower, grow quickly, and you'd have a lot of pleasure within a short time. And by the time they got to the end of their lifespan, you would have the other beautiful trees coming in. So the New Zealand climate was much the same as here, so consequently he chose particular types.
Tell me a bit more about Cecil Hoskins himself. I mean, what sort of a man was he?
If he went into something, he'd go into it wholeheartedly. And he actually knew all of the names of all the trees and all the shrubs throughout each of the areas. And because he also placed them to get maximum effect against the different colours, because all your firs and your pines and that are all different shades of green. And he used to be found every morning driving out there, checking the trees and having a look at them. He wanted to do things his way. He went to the trouble through BHP and so on to bring the trees across from New Zealand. Clarice Boyd, whose husband went down with her son to bring the trees back, and it was wet and they kept getting bogged and the highway was flooded and they'd have to go through properties and it took them ages to get the trees back here. They were lucky that they were able to use all the works. Well, it was Southern Portland Cement then, and they were able to use their equipment and trucks and so on. But for some reason, they ended up doing their own thing here in the Southern Highlands, actually right up until the 1990s. They still kept the books here. The money was still here that was raised.
He was a bit of a law unto himself, and he literally ran his own bailiwick. And I think Hoskins was such an important figure, I guess he gave large donations of money, but nobody was sort of game to tackle him on what he was doing.
Charlotte Webb remembers.
The Berrima District Auxiliary was Sir Cecil. He went and talked to all his mates in the mining industries and got them to sponsor plantations by either paying for actual sponsorship, buying land, and also contributing each year to the maintenance.
Why was it that there was such a high percentage of Remembrance Driveway plantations in the Southern Highlands?
Because I think Sir Cecil was a very dedicated man. And I think he sort of started and he just probably kept going. And I think, you know, it's interesting that there's one at Mittagong and there's the RSL there. There is one in Bowral. And then all of a sudden at Sutton Forest, which was never on the route, there are four of them. And the ones at Berrima, that's on the front of his property being the cement works, and then his neighbours. And they're all done by his industrial friends.
Today, Judy Keast represents the Garden Clubs of Australia on the Remembrance Driveway Committee. Her father worked at the Bank of New South Wales, and Judy also joined the bank after leaving school.
I learnt to be a teller. I was the first woman teller in the bank, and I had to learn how to shoot. So I did pistol shooting, which was rather fun.
What was your earliest awareness of Remembrance Driveway?
As I was a member of the Bank of New South Wales, it was circulated through the bank, through their magazine called the Etruscan, that they were going to participate in this, which everyone, because it was after the war and everybody needed something to remember people who had actually participated in the war. And I think that was probably the first time that really came home to me that this was a wonderful project. and the bank subsequently did take up a plantation in Berrima, and as I understand, it was being maintained by bank members.
What did that actually mean?
Well, as I understand it, there were groups of them that would have they'd have a car trial or a car rally down, have a picnic and help maintain it and clean it